Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group First Half 2014 Results Conference Call. The call is chaired by Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, and the CEO, Mr. Giorgio Presca, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato. Please go ahead, sir.
Buongiorno a tutti. Il primo semestre si chiude con un fatturato consolidato in crescita del 4,1%, con una buona performance in Italia che, nonostante un contesto di consumi ancora difficile, registra un incremento pari al 9,2%. I nostri negozi diretti registrano un andamento positivo delle vendite comparabili in tutti i mercati, pari complessivamente al più 8,2%. Questi fattori confermano la forza del marchio a livello internazionale, la buona accoglienza del prodotto da parte dei consumatori e la correttezza della strategia e delle azioni del business intraprese. Inoltre, il prossimo semestre vedrà Geox nuovamente in crescita, anche nel canale multimarca. La raccolta ordini per la prossima stagione autunno-inverno 2014, infatti, mostra una buona performance dei mercati maturi e una incoraggiante espansione dei nuovi canali e mercati. Credo che le azioni individuate dal nostro piano strategico di medio termine, che perseguono lo sviluppo sostenibile e profittevole del gruppo, puntano alla focalizzazione sul core business, efficientamento della supply chain, la razionalizzazione del network dei negozi monomarca e la forte specializzazione per il mercato e per canale, riusciranno a fronteggiare la volatilità del contesto macroeconomico e permetteranno il raggiungimento degli obiettivi indicati per il 2014.
The first half closes with revenues up to 4.1%, with a good performance in Italy, which in a challenging market environment has posted a rise of 9.2%. Directly operated stores have reported a positive sales performance in all countries, with a comparable growth of 8.2%. Those factors confirm the strength of the brand, the positive reception of the products on the part of the consumer, and the correctness of the strategy and the business actions taken. In addition, over the next half year, Geox will start growing again in a multi-brand channel. Orders for the upcoming fall-winter 2014 season are, in fact, showing a good trend in major markets and an encouraging expansion in new channels and markets. I believe that the actions identified in our medium-term strategic plan, which pursues sustainable and profitable development of the group, focusing on the core business, maximum efficiency on the supply chain, rationalization of the network of stores, and high specialization by market and channel, will allow us to cope with the volatility of the market environment. And I am confident that we will be able to achieve the goals we set for 2014.
Good morning and good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for attending this group, the Geox Group First Half 2014 Results. This is Giorgio Presca speaking. As already said by Mr. Polegato, in the first 6 months of 2014, Geox achieved results in line with targets set in our business plan. In particular, if we look at the sales of the first half, they are up 4% at constant rate to 400 million, thanks to the like-for-like performance of our DOS network, which was up 8.2% in the period. This represents a clear indication of the fact that after 5 years, Geox is returning to a growth path. If you remember during our business plan presentation, I was asked which were the KPIs to look at in order to understand if the trend was right or wrong. And the first one that I named was the DOS store performance. So this is absolutely confirming the validity of what has been said. EBITDA was at 20.7 million, 5.2 on sales, slightly better than expectations. EBIT was 0.2 million, in line with last year reported EBIT. We're still suffering a little bit compared with last year adjusted EBIT as expected because of this change in the channel mix. So basically the wholesale reduction that was coming from the pre-booking of spring-summer 14 season. And this has resulted in a residual pressure on first half profitability. But this is a temporary pressure that we see a reverse trend during the second half due to the wholesale for winter 14 pre-booking growth that was up low teens, as Mr. Polegato already named. First half reported a 3.9 million losses in line with last year. The net financial position is negative at 43 million. And this is a consequence of the net working capital requirements due to the kickoff of the new business model focus on the full price sell-through. The key drivers, as we already discussed during last quarter presentation, are anticipated seasonal deliveries, both for our monobrand stores as well as for our multi-brand network, strong in-season management for our managed space network, and the anticipated full winter 14 receiving in order to anticipate on shelves collection and new full price sellout weeks. These drivers have led to a growth of the business and the required increase in initial working capital that is going to be absorbed within the end of the spring summer 14 sales season. As you can appreciate, compared with the March figures where we were at 77 million, the second quarter generated almost 30 million of free cash flow. This strategy, of course, is a material change in the jerk supply chain historical KPIs. And since we have improved the level of service to the market and we're benefiting of that, I'm not satisfied, of course, with the level of cash generation. So I won't literally name there are three projects going on that are our strategic priority for this year, the coming 6 months, that are the integrated planning system that is under development, that has a specific goal to improve the efficiency of the supply chain time-to-market planning in order to better match the receivings and deliveries and reduce inventories investment. The improved outlet capacity, we are improving the space of our outlet, as well as thanks to the fact that we've been developing products that have a longer lifetime, life cycle period, we are going to use this product during next season as well in order to maximize the profitability of the inventory. The total number of shops is 1270 compared with 1255 at the end of March. We can go to page 2, we're going to see the net sales breakdown by channel. As expected, wholesale is down 8% at constant exchange rate, in line with the spring-summer 14 order backlog. And this, if you remember, was due to a weak performance of Italy and Europe. But at the same time, we are experiencing very positive signs in the multi-brand channel, in particular. We have a satisfactory level of spring-summer 14 reorders at full price coming from the wholesale channel. These reorders grew at double-digit rate, doubling their weight on wholesale initial and delivering full margin additional sales. So we've been really increasing and performing very well on full price in-season reorders from the wholesale channel. On the other side, we had a much lower level of promotional sales at discounted price. Now, this all together, thus compensating each other in terms of top line, generated a positive margin impact, confirming that the full price-oriented approach is paying back properly. Another factor is the positive sell-through that we are experiencing through some of our main European key accounts during spring-summer 14. And the third factor is that as already said, we have a solid performance of the full winter 14 order backlog campaign. This shows a low teens increase. If we go to look into the franchising, franchising is down 2% at constant rates. We have a negative space effect due to the already planned closure of non-performing stores, as well as to the conversion that we did during 2013, if you remember well, to the directly operated stores. We have a stable like-for-like, and the spring-summer 14 season to date, the performance is positive in line with the business plan. If we then go to the DOS network performance, the DOS grew 24% as a consequence of a positive space effect growth, more or less 16%, as a consequence of the conversion from franchisee to DOS and the new openings, and the like-for-like growth of 8.2%. This result needs to be seen in light of the more promotional strategy during the sales of for winter 2013 in January, as already discussed in the last call, compared to last year. We have a comparison base that is good because the first half of like-for-like of 2013 was negative. We have a positive performance of the spring-summer 14 season. And the other part that is important is the sales have been strong in every geography. Italy was up 10%. Europe, mid-single digit, North America, positive mid-single digit, APAC, positive mid-single digit, and the row was up double digit. There are key strategic takeouts that I just want to name during this discussion. As experienced during the Q1 analysis, we continue to see the impact of the action we started during 2013 to build a specialized retail organization. The difference of like-for-like performance between the franchisee chain that is stable on last year and our DOS chain that is plus 8 clearly shows that the group know-how in operating retail is growing steadily. As you know, we are progressing with the rollout of the same retail strategy that we applied to our DOS network to the franchise network. In particular, I refer to what was a target that was implementing what we define as the store zoning to the franchise network. Within June 15, we implemented our target. So we have now 540 monobrand stores refit, of which 240 DOS and 300 franchising. Furthermore, what is very interesting to see is that the takeover of the stores previously managed by franchise partners, and now the DOS, are showing a very strong performance with double-digit like-for-like growth that is overperforming the whole DOS chain. So the same stores that were not performing as franchised, once we took them over and we managed them properly, are showing a double-digit increase. If we look at the current trading of our DOS, the season-to-date performance as of week 30 of 2014 is up 6.3%, exceeding our expectation and business plan assumption. This positive result has been obtained also with a higher retail margin on the US channel, which increased of 300 basis points in the second quarter, thanks to a lower average markdown. If you remember, we claimed clearly that we did not want to have any more a promotional channel. So we have been discounting our product at normal market rate only during the sales period, but within during the normal full price season, we've been keeping our prices at the proper level without discounting at all. Sales were positive in every geography. We have a mid-single-digit growth in Italy, mid-single-digit in Europe, low-single-digit in the U.S., low-single-digit in the Asia-Pacific region, and double-digit in the rest of the world. The sales equation that comes out of this number is a high single-digit increase in traffic, stable conversion rate and unit per transaction, and higher average price, as a consequence of all the strategy that I just named. If we move to page 3, and we look to the sales breakdown by product, footwear is up 3.5% and apparel is up 8.7%. As a matter of fact, apparel is up 8.7% because a big part of the apparel has been sold in Italy, where the DOS channel has been overperforming the market. If you can please turn to page 4, we can discuss about the sales by region. Now, this is a very encouraging number. Italy is up 9.2%. Thanks, of course, to the DOS, because as you know, the wholesale has been underperforming, was decreasing since summer 14. But this is a very important takeout. In a market where shoe consumptions are decreasing since 2008, as of CETA Nielsen data, and that is showing a sharp decrease of consumption of 5.2% during the Q1 of 2014, Geox is showing a reverse trend overperforming the market. And this is valid, but I don't have the same numbers for other countries in Europe. But anyway, Europe is up 2.4%, and we have a very solid performance in Iberia, in Portugal, in France, and in the UK. We have a weak performance in Holland. North America is down 4.7% due to a weak performance of the US and a flat performance in Canada. As you know, we are working on completing our strategic business plan for North America, U.S. in particular, that I will present during the full year 2014 result presentation. Rest of the world performance is up 2.7%. But this, when we talk about the rest of the world as well as the APAC, we need to mention the fact that Ukraine is under pressure. Russia is down low single digit, but it's up low teens at constant FX. The robo effect has been touching us as well. The APAC region, that is now 7% of the total sales, had 8% growth on local currency. All of these regions are currently affected by either political turmoil, like Russia, Ukraine, Middle East, Thailand, or Vietnam, or lower consumption. In particular, the luxury goods in China and consequently the most traffic in the international for the international brand in China is slowing down, as you for sure already know from all our competitors and other players on the market. As of the end of June, we operated directly 66 stores in China, 17 stores in Hong Kong and 3 in Macau, while our distributor has already opened 135 point of sales. This, of course, is not reflected directly in the first half result because of the timing of the different openings. If we move to page 5, you can find the retail network chart. The group recorded 43 openings and 72 closures. Now, as you can see, even in light of the business plan, we decided, as already defined during the first quarter discussion, a straightforward contribution decision-making process with a more prudent and less risky approach in developing the retail network. And basically because of a few reasons. The first one is the macroeconomic crisis of the EU in particular, where we can still see a lot of pressure on many stores, not only ours, but on the market, so that lead to a more prudent approach. We still had this meaningful performance gap between the DOS and the franchising that most likely we're going to see reverted or at least reduced during the second half, thanks to the fact that we're going to use the zoning and all the system we've been using for DOS for the franchise. But for those reasons, by year end, we have a lower number of franchise doors compared with the business plan. This also because we decided to close a higher number of non-performing stores of minor strategic importance. Now we'll hand over to Livio for all the financials.
Thank you, Giorgio. Good morning and good afternoon to everyone. This is Livio Librelesso speaking. Let's go now to page 6 to comment first half income statement. Consolidated sales at 400 million, up 3.5% on last year, as already commented, and the key driver of this performance is the DOS channel with a positive space effect and a strong like-for-like. Gross profit was equal to 197 million, 49.2% of sales, with an increase of 110 basis points compared to first half last year, in line with our guidance. The increase of gross margin in the first half is totally due to the performance in the second quarter of the of our US channel with a higher retail margin, and consequently also a positive mix channel effect. The additional improvement expected in the second half is driven by higher gross profitability of full winter products, as stated in the business plan and confirmed by the full winter backlog in our hand. So we confirm 190 basis points of improvement in the gross margin at year end. Selling and distribution was 5.9% in line with last year. G&A were 153 million, 38.2% on sales compared with 35.3%. If we look to the main components of the G&A, the increase of 16 million is mostly due to the operating costs of the new DOS opened in the last 12 months, and to the conversion to direct operating stores of some franchising stores occurred last year. All the other core G&A expenses were substantially in line with last year, and we keep maintaining a strict control or even a reduction in order to finance a new project. Advertising and promotion was 20 million, 5% on sales, compared with 4.8% of first half 13, and we confirm the guidance of 5% on sales at the year end, around 40 million. EBIT 0.1 million in line with last year. The net loss of 3.9 million is also in line with last year. EBITDA was 20.7 million compared with the 21.9. And so there is still a residual pressure on profitability, as announced in May regarding first half guidance. Please go to page 7, the balance sheet. The group is solid. The shareholders' equity is 345 million, and the net financial position is negative 43.2 million. Just 11% on sales and also on invested capital. Working capital is 235.8, and let's go to the following page to explain the working capital performance. The operating working capital as a percentage of on last 12 months sales increased to 30.7%. This is a poor performance, and as you know, our target is to reduce this percentage in the region of 25% in 12 months. Inventories increased 79 million. Let me explain this number, which is the result of three different factors. First, the expansion of the DOS network implies a physiological increase in the average level of the inventory at the beginning and during the season. This is just a business-driven effect, roughly 10 million. Second, it is due to the anticipation of fall-winter 14 receivings compared with the fall-winter last year. This is just an initial working capital requirement that will be reabsorbed during the season. So no issue on the business side, just a timing cash absorption. As of today, July deliveries to customers are up 30% compared with July last year, so Geox is serving better the market. 40 million is the effect on the June inventories. Third, and this is the real point still to be addressed, we have almost solved the previous season excess of inventory with no material impact on the profitability. And now in the warehouse, there are substantially only fall/winter 2013 products to be delivered to our outlet network. However, also spring/summer 2014 is going to have around 50 million of excess of inventory, and also we have fall/winter carryover product in the region of 15 million. So the balance is the increase of 79 million in the inventory. So no risks regarding previous season, just we need to improve the management of current season and next season products. Second half will be devoted to the fine-tuning of the entire supply chain in its different components to achieve in the near future a reduction in the level of inventories. I mean, Geox has to improve demand planning to better match orders from customers with the production orders, better manage the flow of goods from suppliers to the customers, aiming to reduce the lead time in the warehouse, and increase the focus on the off-price division to quicker generate cash and margin. We have open projects, and we would like to finalize these projects within year-end or the first quarter of next year. On the other side, accounts receivable are performing very well. They are materially lower than first half 2013, so the performance is very positive. Payables are higher, in line with the early receiving of fall/winter 2014 products. Go to page 9, the cash flow statement. The net result and the working capital dynamics mainly explain the cash flow. Working capital absorbed cash for 31 million, and this is mainly due to the increase in the inventory stock that have been partially offset by the good performance in receivables and payables. CapEx were 10 million, of which 7.1 million for new job shop openings and refurbishment. At the end of the first half, the net financial position was negative for 39 million before fair value adjustment of derivatives and 43 million net of fair value adjustment. Please note that at the end of the first quarter, the debt was 77 million and consequently this quarter generated cash for 34 million. Let me now hand over to Giorgio again for the outlook.
So, thanks to the expectation of a positive second half compared with the same period last year, we confirm the objective set in the business plan for 2014, with an increase in revenues to around 800 million euros and a return to a break-even at EBIT level. These results depend on DOS channel growth confirmation, with about 15 additional net openings and a like-for-like of plus 4%. A stabilization of the wholesale channel, basically linked to the growth in orders for the upcoming fall/winter 2014 season, as you remember, plus low teens, we should compensate on the full year the weakness of the minus 8.3% seen in the first half. We do assume as well that the positive performance of the wholesale channel and of the DR store are such as to compensate for the slight decline expected in the franchising channel. It's mainly due to the slowdown in new openings, as we envisaged in the business plan, and an acceleration of the rationalization process by closing non-performing stores. On the franchising, given the fact that we're implementing the techniques and processes that have been already successful for the US network, we assume an improvement in performance with at least a slight increase in comparable sales for last year, for the year, sorry. Another factor is The confirmation in the second half of the improvement in gross profit margins already reflected in the order book, thanks to a combination of pricing, fewer sales promotion, as we did during the first half, and the reduced operational complexity that has been one of the key drivers of the total business plan. We do not expect and we don't foresee other major additional market instability factors. I mean, no matter how to mention, but Russia, Ukraine, Thailand, Vietnam, Middle East, China, Argentina today, for sure the market are under a lot of pressure. It's difficult for us to be able to foresee which is the impact, if there would be any. We are working on this every day, but there are factors that are for sure out of our control. And the other part, of course, is the current context of unfavorable exchange rate for groups that consolidate their foreign sales in Europe should not produce any significantly adverse translation effect as it did in the first half. We are now ready to take questions.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator, and we will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Paul Sweeney with Morningstar. Please go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you for taking the questions. First, I wanted to ask about the wholesale channel. I know it's down, and now you're saying it's going to do a little better in the second half. Can you give us a little bit more color? I know you said that some of the reduction was due to reducing orders that for accounts that might have doubtful ability to pay, and some of it might be because you're increasing your DOS channel sales. Can you maybe break down the drop in wholesale in the first half and explain where it's going to do better in the second half?
Well, in reality, of course, there was a cleanup factor that has to be done for credit considerations. But Paul, the key point was that the pre-booking season wholesale in spring-summer 14 was down around 9%. So this is just the main factor. The company was losing in terms of trend on the wholesale channel over the past 5 years. And for winter 14 has been the first season rebound, I think thanks to the strategy we did in terms of focalization and specialization on this channel. And the result has been very good to low teens growth, far above business plan expectation in every specific marketing category. So if I look into the, just for you to give you an idea, in terms of product, footwear showed the high teens growth. The apparel had a low teen decline, but if you remember, in the apparel business, we have been dismissing totally the total look division for men, women, and kids, and just keeping what we is our core product, that is the jackets. If I do a like-for-like comparison, even the apparel showed a high single-digit growth in the wholesale. If I look by channel, so by segmenting the different channel of the wholesale, independents performed low single-digit growth, key account low 20s, concessions performed high teens, and web accounts up double-digit. So I think that one of the key points is to say that product and channels were all on a growth page after 5 years. If I look by country, Italy, that was the one that had the biggest loss in spring-summer 14, is now back to a solid mid-single-digit growth. After 5 years of decline, Europe, we had a mid-single-digit growth. With Iberia, totally inverting the trend of the first half of 2014, Germany, France, and UK leading the growth. North America, we're up up mid-single-digit, thanks to Canada. Rest of the world up high 20, and Asia Pacific had a double digit growth. So if I really look into the wholesale, the key difference is that, before we were losing shares and sales a lot over the past 5 years, for winter 14 has been the rebound season. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, so to summarize, the strength is really just your order book and the new products and new strategies are resonating, but it also appears that there's some just turnaround in the macro in peripheral Europe. Is that fair summary?
Well, I think the first thing, yes, there's no macroeconomic reversion in Europe. Italy, I would love to say yes, but it doesn't. Spain is showing some signs, but it will take time. It's not a consumption reveal. France has trouble. So, I mean, no. I have to say that Jokes has been overperforming the market.
Okay, fair enough. And then sort of along the same lines, you mentioned in your prepared remarks that when you convert a franchise to DOS, it outperforms. Can you specifically say what the franchisee was doing wrong and what strategies you're taking when you convert it to make it improve?
For sure, Paul. Okay, we've been introducing a new business model. Basically, we manage the franchise as well. So the key issue that the franchise network had in the past, they were buying from Jokes as a wholesaler. So they were buying once a season. They were not really managing bestseller and worstseller management during the season. Then they were buying usually when there was some promotional sales to have more margin on that. But this is not a retail way of managing the space. So these were the key, the key weaknesses. The key strengths of the new business model, what we're doing is that, of course, we plan each store both financially and merchandising way in a very specific way. Every store is linked with us via EDI and store 2. We basically replenish every bestseller every week and slow down, of course, any kind of replenishment on the slow seller or remove the worst seller in order to maximize the space performance at full price during the season. And we were able to get into the sales now for the second time in a row with the proper assortment, maximizing the impact not only in the full price, but even in the sales period. So what we're doing basically is managing retail. What was done before was delegating, empowering the franchisee to define how to manage it.
Got it. Okay, thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you, Paul.
The next question is from Paola Carboni with Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, everybody. I have a question on the franchising channel. Maybe I missed if you already said, because there is a drastic change in the trend between Q1 and Q2. Looking to the quarter is not very helpful. But if you can help us to understand what has been so that in favor of Q2 performance, there is any specific reason for that. Thank you very much.
Well, the key difference is that is the season-to-date performance. So it's really through week 30 in reality, we can name easily that we have close to plus 4% of like-for-like in the franchising. So it's yet not as good as it is in the DOS, but is for sure starting to perform much better. The other part is that if you look into the franchise network, Paola, we have a very clear, we have basically one area that hopefully is in Italy, south of Italy, that is underperforming, while all the other operations are doing very well, starting to do well. We also did case studies, and we have now histories of quick wins we did in countries like Portugal, where we started working with the new business model in a proper manner, and it is absolutely overperforming the most of the other market after 3 years of decline. So the key point is that starting to manage franchising with the new business model and with the retail know-how that we've been setting up in JS for our DOS channel is for sure showing a much better result. Still not to the level we'd love, but is absolutely trending well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and why is the situation in southern Italy is not changing from what you can see as of today?
It has been changing. It has been improving, but not to a point to say that it is a meaningful meaningful result. Paola has been reducing the reduction, but it will take more time. It will take more time, most likely also because of the economic situation in south of Italy. So I think it's really depending on the kind of cluster that we analyze. All the others have been doing very well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, I give back the floor to you.
Okay, thank you very much to everyone for attending this session, and we'll talk each other during the next quarter.